This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States, the European Union, Britain, and Canada have joined forces to impose sanctions on several officials in Belarus. The sanctions are a response to the forced diversion of a Ryanair flight to Minsk last month. They also targeted a number of officials and organizations over last year's contested presidential elections and the security crackdown that followed. The EU has increased sanctions since President Alexander Lukashenko won a sixth term last August. The EU says the elections were fraudulent. On Monday, it imposed asset freezes and travel bans on 78 Belarus officials and 8 organizations. EU foreign ministers also worked on a raft of sanctions aimed at Belarus's economy. The bloc's leaders could endorse those on Thursday. Iran's new hardline president-elect Ibrahim Raisi said Monday he will not negotiate over limiting Tehran's ballistic missile program or its support for regional militia proxy forces. In addition, Raisi told reporters in Tehran he would not meet with U.S. President Joe Biden as the United States attempts to rejoin the 2015 international pact to restrain Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. As the U.S. and 5 other international powers negotiate new terms of the nuclear pact with Tehran, Raisi said any discussions about its ballistic missile program and its support of regional militias were non-negotiable. At a news conference Monday, Raisi was questioned about his involvement in a 1988 mass execution of about 5,000 people. In response, he called himself a defender of human rights. Because of the killings, the U.S. has had sanctions against him for 3 decades. The ultra-conservative Shiite cleric won last week's election and will be